Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, T-Major. Going to get it on and poppin' like we always do about this time. Today's Monday. Let's see. We got J-Rome on the show today. We're also going to discuss a few political things that's going on like we always do. You know what time it is. It's Monday. We got now radio. It's your man, T-Major. Let's go.
I thought I told you, I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys when we need to make more room. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who, what was it that of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fan's addiction. Listen, process is turned to progress. We got an after, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, it is Monday. It's your man, T-Major, hiphopallway.com. We got now radio. Going to have fun. We got a special guest, J-Rome, going to be on with us in a little bit. I wanted to give you guys a quick update what's going on. We're still pushing. Especially for those of you who are in the Maryland area. I know we have a lot of listeners listening from the Maryland area. Please, please, man, please, sir. Register to vote if you haven't done so already. I keep going over this because I want to let y'all know we are behind this thing 110%. So that means you can log on directly to our site, hiphoparway.com, H-I-P-H-O-P-O-U-R-W-A-Y, all one word, .com, and you can register to vote right there. If you look on the right-hand side, we team up with Rock the Vote. And I really want you guys to register to vote. Or you can reach us directly through our radio page, which is wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. So I definitely want you guys to take a look at that. And please, if you haven't registered and you're still able, whatever state you're in, please do so, because you must be registered. You can't just go to the polls. You have to actually be registered to vote. What I want to do really quick, because, you know, I'm always about you guys and what you guys want to hear. I've been getting a lot of requests for certain songs, so I said I'm going to play it for you. So before we talk to my man, J-Rome, I have an artist you're going to be performing at the Velocity Magazine Awards, Miss Darlette Gale. The song is called So Good to You. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to get right back.
Thank you.
All right, people, that was Miss Darlette Gale. So good to you. Really quick before we get into J-Room, I wanted to briefly touch on a couple of events we have going on. We might have something big working out for all our members in the D.C. area. As soon as I know the exact particulars, I'm going to get back to you. But please, please, please stay tuned for that because it might be some big news going on. Might have a little special, if you will, for our members. So I'm kind of going to get into that at the end of the show. But what I'm going to do now is really simple. I'm going to get my man J-Rome on the line and so we can discuss with him what he has going on, what projects he has going on. If you guys have any questions, please hit us up. We're always here to listen. I have a couple people in the chat room talking to me right now, so I'm trying to make sure I can relate to all you guys. If you guys just hold on one second, I have a little bit of difficulty pulling them up. Let's just make sure we got this correct. Oh, also remember, for those of you in the Washington, D.C., DMV area, Howard Homecoming is coming up. So we'll be all around. And like I said, if you recognize any of us on the street, give us a shout because we have something extremely special for you. I can't quite tell you what.
Go into the chat room and tell them that I'm on the phone.
Okay, so we're here with J-Rome. What's going on, sir? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Really wanted to, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Really wanted to have you on. Definitely was feeling your music. We had an opportunity to listen to a lot of your music. We were definitely feeling it, so we wanted to have you on to kind of let all the people know. We have a lot of people listening. We got a lot of people from overseas. We got a lot of people across the country. So we want everyone here to basically share their message with us, you know.
Okay.
Or share your message with them, excuse me. My first question for you is a question I always like to ask, but I think is very pertinent to understand where you're coming from as an artist. What got you started in music?
Actually, when I was younger, about 3 years old is when I started singing. My parents, as everybody who started singing pretty much, my parents was singing, you know, playing that old school R&B, you know, everybody from Aretha Franklin to Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, all of them. And, I mean, I just fell in love with music, you know. They, you know, of course, my mother was singing while I was in the womb and all that, so
mm-hmm. Right.
I just fell into it, you know. It's something that my heart really, really fell to.
Okay. And so you said Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin. Who else was some of your major influences, especially early on, because that kind of what shapes an artist?
Well, actually, my biggest influence was Whitney Houston, and then, of course, Stevie Wonder and Luther Vandross. But, again, my biggest one was Whitney Houston, and, you know, a lot of people don't know. But, you know, I guess when I was young, I was very fortunate with being able to mimic certain people. So whenever I heard something that I liked, I was able to mimic, you know, Whitney Houston on how to belt certain notes or how to sing it this way, that way, bring on the vibrato or whatever. And, you know, from listening to Brian McKnight, learning how to use my falsetto and doing a lot of runs and riffs with, you know, Boyz II Men. So, I mean, it was a number of different people. So it was really cool.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned Whitney Houston, so I got to ask. I was reading your bio. Preschool graduation. You performed The Greatest Love of All. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's.
Do you remember that? Cool. Like, do you remember that? That's something like your mom told you. You were like, I did what?
No, I actually remember, man. I don't remember, like, every detail about it, but I remember it being one of the first things that I ever did that I was, like, really, really scared of. Because even to this day, I still get nervous before I get on stage. But as soon as that first note comes out, I'm good. But, yeah, I remember it, man.
Right. Is that where the bug started? Is that where there's always usually a moment. Every artist I've talked to has that moment where they knew, like, this is what they're meant to do. Would you say that's one of the defining – were you like, I like this. I like being in front of people and that type of thing?
You know what? I've never fell into that role of, you know, I like being – I don't know, like, I like being in front of people or I like doing this, I like doing that. It was more so – I love performing. You know, I love entertaining people. But, you know, in the essence of it, it's like two different personalities. It's like, that's why I came up with J-Rome, because, you know, Jerome won't do some of the things that J-Rome would do on stage. So it's kind of mm-hmm. it's kind of a catch-22 because I had to develop that alter ego thing wherever I get on stage, and it's like it's right there for me. So yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah, that's where it kind of came into me, where I really decided that that's really what I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of artists say they need to have this alter ego character. I know Beyonce has, I believe, it's Sasha. Or something like that when she gives up on stage. What? How do you turn that off and on? Because I know, you know, because, I mean, just being real, I follow hip-hop a lot, and I know some of the artists, to me, their characters, they try to stay in forever, and it's not really them. You know what I mean? So how do you turn that character, if you will, off and on? Because the character usually has the most swag, it has the most, you know, the confidence and all that. So how do you turn that kind of off and on like that?
Oh, man, that's very true, because I'm a very introverted person regularly. Like, I'm a homebody, so. But how to turn it on and turn it off, I don't know, man. It's just something that just kind of clicks, you know. Honestly, I can't really answer that question because it really is something that just kind of goes on and off. Like, it's like my mind just knows when to be J-Rome and when to just kind of fade into the background. I don't know.
I got you. Anyone want to hit us up and talk to J-Rome, hit us up 646-200-4965 if you have any questions. We actually have a caller, and I'm going to take it right now. If you're willing to be up for that. Now, I don't know what they're going to ask, so I'm just going to let you know.
Ahead of time. Okay, no, I'm good.
All right, cool. Let's take the caller. Caller from the 301, you're on the line with J-Rome. How can we help you?
I just wanted to say I've listened to J-Rome music, and it's great. And I just want to find out, you know, where he's going, what's going on with him, his next show.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, thank you, first of all, so much. Yeah. Basically what's going on with me, I mean, I have a lot of things going on. And, you know, as you've heard, I've been nominated as Best Male R&B Artist for
Yay! Velocity.
And as far as shows coming up, I mean, I have all my shows coming up. They're posted on my MySpace page. You can check it out at www.myspace.com/jrome1 and just type in J-R-O-M-E-O-N-E, not the number one, but, you know, O-N-E. And, I mean, you can check out all the different performances that I have coming up, if you want me to do it that way.
Wow. I mean, I really love your music. It's great. It's really great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, you gotta make sure you let me know.
Hey, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carla.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one.
Hi.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. I'm sure you have gotten something similar to that before. How did that make you feel?
Honestly,
people are truly appreciating your music, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, it just makes me feel, it's kind of overwhelming in a way, but in a good way. Because, I mean, knowing that the music that I do, you know, even the music that I write, it means something to people. Whether if they enjoy it, that means that they feel it, you know, and that's really what I want to do with my music. I want to make sure that, you know, my listeners, my fans, you know, everybody, they love it for what it is and not just because of who I am. I want them to actually, like, love the music. So when I hear something like that, it makes me feel, I feel blessed. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but I feel really blessed that I was able to be the one to give music back to people, you know?
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your sound? And what would you say differentiates you from the next artist?
I would say that I'm a big collage of different people. And I say that because I take a little bit from each artist that inspired me, like the Whitney Houstons and the Stevie Wonders, the Beyoncés, the Ushers, and I put it all into one and, like, everything that I like, and I just kind of blend it together and you know, just, I don't know, it makes J-Rome. So, and a lot of people tell me, too, that, you know, even though I may remind them of a certain artist, I still have my own sound.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it is. It's a collage of the greats out there.
Right. I talk to a lot of rappers, and the D&D area. And I'm going to present the same question to you because I think it's a little different. Because we've actually been fortunate enough to actually have a few R&B artists come from this area.
Okay.
Do you feel it's more difficult because we're not technically in a music market, which would be the L.A., New York, and even Atlanta now has kind of emerged as one of the major music markets. Do you think it's a little tougher or do you think it's better that you're not in one of those major markets?
Oh, man, that's kind of a catch-22 because, I mean, it can go – it's a good thing and a bad thing because, like, here it is kind of tough because there's not as much – I mean, there is exposure, but it's not as much as where if you would go to Atlanta or, you know, L.A. or New York or something like that. But,
right.
I mean, it's I don't know, it's so hard to grab the people here because they're so diverse. You know,
right.
But then when you go to Atlanta, you know, you still got that, you got that down south and everybody's real supportive of the down south, you know, right there. And then you go to New York and then it's whatever's there and then L.A. And, I mean, it's just so different here because we're like a metropolis and everybody loves every different style of music. So it's like
right.
When you come out of here, you got to be major. You got to be, you know, showing something that's going to grab people just that one time. And then you know, you got to keep it. That's pretty much it.
Right.
Keep the
right.
attention.
Exactly. Do you think there's a lack of support for this area, or do you think it's just maybe the push hasn't been correct as of yet? Because I, to be honest, I've seen some of the most talented people that no one's ever heard of in this area, and it's always been curious to me why, you know, certain people haven't taken it to that next level. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's a lack of support. Honestly, I believe exactly what you were saying. It's just the push isn't as strong here as it is with other areas. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a lot of support here. I have a lot of support from my fans, a lot of support from the producers that I've worked with, the writers, you know, even other artists that I've worked with around this area. I mean, there's a lot of support. It's just, like you said, it's the push.
Right, right. All right, people, we're on the line with J-Rome. What's up, 646-200-4965. If you have any questions, please hit us up. What we're going to do now is this. We're going to go to your single. Is this your single, your current single out right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Against the Wall?
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to that right now. And I have a few questions. And the callers, I see you guys. I'm going to get to you guys as soon as we go to this single. So this is J-Rome Against the Wall. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about your album entitled When in Rome. We're going to talk about the Velocity Magazine Awards. And we're going to get to the callers. We got not radio. We on with J-Rome.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the freak.
Llama. J-Rome.
People, we are back. That was J. Rome against the wall. It's a very hot joint, sir.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
not a problem. I definitely have a few questions for you, but I definitely want to get to our callers. We have a couple callers on, so I want to get to them first. First, we're going to do from the 301. Do you have a question for J. Rome? 301, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling. I have kind of a compound question. My first question is, do you write any of your own music? And if so, what inspires that?
Oh, well, writing my own music, yes, I write majority of my music. And what inspires it is just, I mean, it's life experience. You know, you got to live life in order to write about it. So that's pretty much where it comes from.
Sounds like a good answer.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions, caller?
Well, that's all. Just keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much.
No
all right, caller. We appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, we have another caller from the 571. You're on with J. Rome.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, J-Rome.
Hey.
I had a question. Well, actually, a compliment and a question. You sound really good at liking music. But my question is, who inspired you to do what you're doing now as far as old music is concerned? Like, who you looked up to?
My major influence was basically Whitney Houston. And I have to go back to my man, Stevie Wonder, so... Those are my major influences there.
Okay.
And thank you for the compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep up the work.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Carl. We appreciate that. All right, I hope you're ready for another one, because we got another one, 410.
Yeah.
You're on the line with J-Rome.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
How
are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know that some friends and I have been following your career for a long time, and we really appreciate, you know, guys like you going out there, you know, representing us well. But the question that I have for you is, do you ever think that you'll get into, like, movies or modeling or anything like that? Like, do you only want to stick with music, or would you like to branch out and do other things?
Honestly, I want to do it all, man. That's a really good question. I actually want to model. I want to be in movies, I want to be on billboards, and I mean, I want to do it all, man, as much as I can possibly do. That's
wow.
My ultimate goal right there, yeah.
Oh, wow, thanks. I appreciate your time, man, and you keep up the good work, and, you know, we'll be following you and supporting you in everything you do.
No, thank you. I appreciate that, really.
All right, man.
All right, Carl. We appreciate you. I hope you're not tied, Jerome, because we got another one, Playboy. 301.
Keep coming.
301, what's good?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this J-Rome?
Yeah.
Is this J-Rome?
Yeah.
J-Rome, your music is hot, man.
Thank you.
Someone else asked what inspired you. I mean, how long have you been singing?
How long have I been singing? I've pretty much been singing. Well, it's the running joke in my family that I was humming before I could even talk. So it was like I was humming and I was crying in tune. That's what it is. I was crying in tune. So how long have I been singing? Since I was 3.
Wow.
That's a long, long time.
Great song. How can we get your music on the radio?
Actually, you got to request it. With certain radio stations, you know, you got to request it. Just call in, you know, request the song, and, you know, they go ahead and put it on for you.
All right. Well, great talking to you.
All right, yes, caller. We appreciate you calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I hope you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
It slowed down a little bit. We only have about a minute left on the live broadcast, but people, you can log on to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com because I'm going to still ask them the questions, so you're going to still be able to hear that. But on the live broadcast, we have about a minute. So before we get off live, I want you to do me a favor and shout out to MySpace or wherever people can purchase your music because we want to make sure they can reach out to you and purchase your music.
Okay. Go ahead and do it now?
Yep.
All right, cool. Right now, you can check me out at myspace.com/jrome1. That's JROMEONE. And right now, I don't have any of my actually, because my album is not does not have a release date until about next year, because we just started working with some mainstream producers and some really great producers out the DMV. So we're about to pop it off real nice. But yeah, check me out at myspace.com/jrome1 and for further updates, you know, on everything, show dates, tours, you know, everything. And I definitely keep everybody up to date on everything.
Cool. Let me do this one more time. If you guys have a question, even though the live stream will be off, like I said, we'll still be recording it, and it'll be up tonight. So you can still call in 646-200-4965 if you have a question for J-Rome. But really quick, I wanted to talk to you about your project. The album's called When in Rome, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's kind of talk about that really quick and the concept. And what's the direction of the album? Because, I mean, that song, the Against the Wall song, is definitely very upbeat, up-tempo track. Is it mostly like that, or is it a lot of ballads, or is it just a nice mixture of everything?
Yeah, you're going to get a mixture of everything, because I want to basically showcase everything that I got for all my fans and to, you know, just people that are just into music. You know, I just want to get into it and just let them get into it and fall into the music, whether it be something that they want to listen to in the club, something they want to bounce to in the car, or just, you know, lay back at home in a nice little bubble bath or, you know, light the candles
right.
or whatever it may be, you know.
Right.
So it's going to be a mixture of everything. But, yeah, that's pretty much the way it's going.
Right. And you mentioned briefly you were talking about some of the people you're working with on your project. Tell us a little bit about who you have working on the project.
Well, I'd rather not.
I got you. He's working a covert mission, y'all. He can't even let y'all know the deal.
Yeah, but it's nice. Trust me, it's well-known people and some really hot stuff out of DMV, like I said. And man, I mean, it's banging, man. Seriously, so y'all got a lot to look forward to. Seriously, I've been very fortunate and very blessed. So yeah, it'd be good.
No, that's what's up. And before I let you go, I want to really touch on Velocity Magazine Awards, because obviously you mentioned earlier you're nominated. Tell us a little bit about when you found that you were nominated, because I always like to know the feeling. You know, it's always great to be nominated for anything. So how did you feel when you found that you were nominated for an award?
Oh, my God, man, especially seeing as how this is my first award. It's an unbelievable feeling, man. Like, I jumped off the wall. I was like, ah! Like, screaming and acting like a little kid, man. Because I just, I didn't know what to think, what to say, man. Because it was just something that, like, you know, you wish for and you pray for, but it just never hits you until it's actually happening, you know. So, like, when I get to the actual Velocity Awards, you know, the Velocity Magazine Awards, I'm just going to be there, like, sitting there just in bliss, man, just total bliss.
Right.
I'm just so ecstatic, man. Like, real happy about it, man.
No, that's what's up. Well, I know I kind of went over on our time a little bit, but I wanted to make sure we were able to get all the questions asked and answered. Once again, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on with this. And one thing I want to say too, and I'm real with it. I appreciate your humbleness, because that's always a positive thing. Because, you know, a lot of people, they get a little bit, couple fans, and the humbleness goes out the window. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate your humbleness, and we look forward to because we're at the Velocity Magazine Awards. We're actually up for an award. We're actually going to be presenting as well. So, you know, we look forward to meeting you. And hopefully, you know, we might meet you on stage or something. Maybe we're handing you a trophy. You never know.
I'm hoping.
You never know.
Hey, even if I don't win, man, I'll be glad to be there to support you as well, man, because you guys are doing a great thing.
Exactly. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to say for your fans before we let you get out of here?
Hey, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you for being the supporters that you are. And I pray that I'm able to give you guys the music that you deserve and have so long been waiting for. That's pretty much it. But thank y'all again so much.
That's what up, man. You have a good one.
All right, man. You too.
All right. All right, people. That was Jay Rome. Make sure y'all go cop his album. Make sure y'all go check out his MySpace, myspace.com, Jay Rome 1, the one that's spelled out O-N-E, so make sure y'all check him out. Definitely, guys, like I said, another great show. The show tomorrow is going to be a little different. I've been looking at the topics. If you go to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, you'll see a poll on there to the right-hand side about topics that you guys want to discuss, from starting a business to how to network and all those other type of things. So tomorrow, we're not going to have a guest. It's going to be me, and we're kind of I'm going to be basically going over with you guys some business techniques that I've learned through. I've been in business for the last 10 years or so. So I've been doing this for a while, so I kind of got it. So I'm going to basically let you guys in on a couple of my secrets. I'm going to talk about that. Definitely, we got crazy shows throughout the week. We got so many guests, and we also think we're going to have a special guest on Thursday. I'm not going to say for sure yet, so I know it's in ink, but we might have a very, very, very special guest on Thursday. So make sure y'all hit us up anytime, 646-200-4965. Make sure you hit us up, hiphopourway.com, or you can go directly to our radio page, wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. Shimmy and Shimmy, we got now radio. Oh, yeah, we got now. We don't care who got next. Peace!